So the more you do this, the more kids are just going to kill themselves. Who the hell knows? But this is pure evil, pure evil. And these people need to be stopped. We do not need to rationalize with these kind of people. You don't need arguments. You don't need like committees. You just need to put them in jail.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for clicking play. Glad to have you back. That was my longtime contributor to SGT Report, Matt. And we're back with a very powerful news roundup. And we shine the light of truth on these pedophilic demons that are preying on our kids. Thanks for tuning in, friends. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Rein in wealth with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. A gold IRA can fortify your own financial kingdom. Imagine the confidence that comes from a retirement backed by a tangible, proven asset, gold, an asset that's not at the mercy of unpredictable market swings. Gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, the realm is yours to command. Fend off concerns about economic downturns and let your wealth thrive with the timeless security of precious metals. Now, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and always perform your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But this month, the first solid 1/4 ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with King Charles image on it can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to get started, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com with another important news roundup with my longtime friend and contributor to SGT Report, Matt. Matt, welcome back, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, Sean. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Are you enjoying watching the meltdown of the Republic of the United States from offshore?
Enjoying is not the word I'd use, but it's certainly even entertaining probably isn't it, but it's certainly, you've got to be mindful watching all this, isn't it? It's just history repeating itself. It's going to hell in a handbasket very, very, very quickly.
Yeah, it sure is, because we have a puppet president who has turned our beloved republic into a banana republic, where his agencies of government persecute his political enemies. I want to play a soundbite here from Harrison Smith over at InfoWars to set the stage. Do I have all of this right? He asks. Yes, you do, sir.
So let me get this straight. The FBI was withholding from congressional oversight a document showing that during the Obama administration, Biden accepted a $10 million bribe through his son Hunter to force the firing of a Ukrainian prosecutor that was investigating corruption, an event that Donald Trump looked into, sparking the first impeachment and forcing the arming of Ukraine, in turn setting the stage for the current war against Russia. Evidence of the bribe was also in Hunter Biden's laptop, which the FBI also had, but that they swore was Russian disinformation and infiltrated social media to censor during the 2020 campaign, all while the FBI investigates Trump for having classified documents, despite the FBI admittedly letting Hillary Clinton off for a similar charge in 2016 when they were simultaneously launching the Russiagate investigation into Donald Trump using falsified evidence provided by the Clinton campaign. Do I have that all straight?
Yes, you do, sir. You have that all straight. And Matt, I got to play one more clip here because everybody needs to see this puppet. It's warranted that the man be impeached, right? Congress is introducing articles of impeachment, but that's just symbolic because there's no way 2/3 of the Senate, which is demon rat controlled, will ever vote to convict. So here's a symbolic idea. Why don't you charge this man? Why don't you charge this seditious piece of filth with treason?
Are there tapes that you accepted bribes, President Biden? Is that true?
Would you comment on the arrest of the former president, sir?
Hashtag our banana republic. Matt, what say you? I think we could at least charge the guy with treason because that's what he's guilty of.
There's probably a huge list of crimes. Treason is just one of them, and for multiple cases as well. I mean, I think they've got tapes of like, $10 million in bribes? This is just crazy. Like, and they're going in. So, and the response to this is the deep state is to arrest Trump. it's just crooked beyond belief. I don't know how anybody in the US actually puts up with this. I really don't. It's treason, like a news firing squad, something like it, this man needs to go down.
And if there's good news, Matt, it's the fact that the whole world can see what's going on here, right? It feels very weird to be in the United States and watch this happen in real time. But people around the world are watching, and now China won't even take this guy's phone calls.
Yeah, I mean, China didn't take Barack Obama's calls, did they? I mean, I think he rocked up for some meeting, and they just kicked the red carpet out and said, meet the second in command. I don't think China's got any respect for the US at all. And that's probably because they probably own half the politicians. Yeah, I mean, he's just a walking disaster. He's got dementia. He's like as corrupt as anything, as is his entire family. And the you know the it's essentially just like abuse to put him in you know as a president. It's just abuse at this stage. He's got no capability to do it whatsoever.
Joseph Robinette Biden is indeed one of the most corrupt politicians I have ever seen in my entire lifetime. And that says a lot because we know how evil Obama is. And frankly, Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton, obviously, these people are all cut from the same cloth. They're all traitors who are beholden to the New World Order, the Rothschild, Khazarian Mafia, Zionist New World Order. Let's just be clear about what's going on. But Joseph Robinette Biden, I don't think there's ever been any more clear-cut proof of a man's corruption and his treason against his own nation than what we have, than what we already know about this guy. Imagine what we don't know, Matt.
Yeah, it's not just him. It's the corrupt state behind it that's so blatantly in your face, covering for him. They've got bribery. They've got tapes. They investigated Trump on the basis of completely falsified evidence from the Clinton campaign, and they knew it at the time. This is just banana republic stuff, and how long the republic can last with this sort of behavior. Commonplace within it, I don't know. I really don't know. It's interesting to watch for sure, but it can't be good to live in. I mean, I don't know how most people in the US do it.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I think not that I was alive then, obviously, but it's a little bit like watching the fall of Rome, right? So sadly, this is a dying republic at this point, and we need divine intervention to save it because these people are only ramping up their attacks and their rush towards the New World Order, which includes United Nations Agenda 2030 policies rolling out from coast to coast in the United States and around the world. They don't want us owning single-family homes. They don't want us owning gasoline-powered cars. They don't want us on the rural lands. They want us herded into big hellhole cities. And now, all of South Quebec has simultaneously erupted in flames. Let's show them the video, Matt. This thanks to Dutch Sense over on YouTube and this report from Greg Reese.
Here's last night. Here's today. All of Southeast Quebec just caught on fire, guys. All of it. Insane. Insane. Look at that. The whole thing. All at once.
Michael Janich of the Dutch Sensei Channel has been monitoring earthquakes and other geological activity for years, successfully predicting earthquakes and issuing warnings when the USGS won't.
All right, so he actually asks in that video too, he posits, what would cause this? Is it coordinated arson? Is it directed energy weapons? Is it technology we don't know exists? It is literally impossible for all of those fires to have happened, to have started at exactly the same moment, Matt, and that's the point. It's all United Nations Agenda 2030 fear-mongering as New York City became enveloped in this smoke cloud. And what the mainstream media do? They said it's time to act. It's time to take action against climate change.
Yeah, I think it was there's hundreds of fires, isn't there? And 14 of them started at the same time. I mean, literally at the same time. So whether that's a due or I think it's more likely, I think this is probably just a coordinated arson attack. They seem to be putting out press releases looking for people in black with, you know, fire starting gear. So I think this is probably likely a coordinated attack, but what it certainly isn't is climate change. This is just the same sort of thing that happened in California, was it, a year or two ago? They just like set fire to something, clear it all out, and the land will be redesignated, I presume, for something. I think Greg Reese posits that probably this is something to do with setting up Canadian, essentially the FEMA. for Canada. So I suspect it's that probably has a large amount to do with it as well. But yeah, it's mainstream media is just pure lies. These look like arson attacks to me.
And it makes me wonder, you remember when that freight train went missing? There was a freight train car of explosive material that went missing maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago. And it begs the question, you know, how are they going to use? I'm talking about the deep state, who obviously stole that stuff because now they can have their underlings run around and start fires or blow stuff up. One wonders what kind of accelerants were used to start these fires. Could it be ammonium nitrate?
Yep. It's ammonium nitrate, and that was the 30,000 like gallons or something of it went missing from a train from California to Wyoming. It just disappeared, and like they reported on it, and that was it. As if how does a train disappear with that amount of ammonium nitrate?
Well, good question. Let me ask you this: how do 85,000 immigrant children disappear coming across the border? Doesn't happen by accident.
No. There's things going on that I think we're trying to report on or we're trying to get clarified at the very best of times. But yeah, my guess is that ammonium nitrate found its way to Quebec and then certainly in the hands of probably some goons that sort of just set fire upon fire. I mean, that thing went up like a huge area. It was like many, many square miles all went up at the same time. That's proof positive to me that was something nefarious going on. I think Greg says that Dutch Sensei says it's probably not due weapons. He thinks it's likely to be arson as well. So I bow to his better judgment there, I think.
Matt, it seems like everywhere we look, we see only nefarious things going on. You know, we live in a strange time where the demons have run amok in the controllers of the darkness of this world. They have all the power. They have all the earthly power that their evil God, the evil one they worship, Lucifer, promised them. They've got all the earthly power, but I think the whole thing is going to come down like a house of cards because the American people are waking up to the fact that we have an absolutely out of control, criminal, 100% wholly corrupt government under Joe Biden. And it's never been this bad, ever. It's been bad under other presidents, but it's never been this bad.
No, the corruption is so in your face. You'd have to be blind not to see this. This is just the deep state rubbing it in your face. This is like, we've got the power, you'll do what you're told. Luckily, I think more and more people are waking up. And anecdotally, I'm seeing more and more of it every day. And that's going to be scary for them. I mean, there are like 7 or 8 billion of us, and they're just a few. So I think if enough people wake up and keep waking up and keep, I mean, look what's happened to Anheuser-Busch and Target recently. They kept pushing and pushing and pushing this ridiculous trans agenda, and they've just taken like billions of dollars in hits. And I thought, you know, that's got to be scaring them. I think Starbucks pulled their woke pride flags after a couple of days. So like it's more and more people are waking up and they're coalescing around this course. So yeah, there is good news. It's not all bad news. It's always darkest before the dawn.
Yeah, there's truth in that, and people are waking up, and I'm glad to see Target get punished. I'm glad to see Anheuser-Busch get punished. I saw a news item yesterday that said it's not just Bud Light sales that are down 27% and are continuing to crater. It's other beer brands within Anheuser-Busch's portfolio, including Stella Artois and so many of these other well-known brands, very popular brands that have been bought up over the years by Anheuser-Busch. Stella Artois sales are down 10 or 11%. So it's starting to infect the rest of their beer portfolio, which it ought to do, as we the people take charge and say, we're not going to buy your crap anymore if this is how you're going to treat our children and if this is the agenda you want to peddle. Now, speaking of child sex trafficking and this agenda to hurt and harm our kids, Mel Gibson is going to expose all of this with a 4-part docuseries. And I think it's really important to share this. By the way, look at this thumbnail that was used by the People's Voice. See Tom Hanks there? He's got the black eye. He says, I'm not allowed to talk. There's Oprah, who has been named by many as being a truly, truly evil person. We know about her association with George Soros, Ted Turner, and Bill Gates, all those people that met at that little billionaires club. They called themselves the Good Club, right? That was back, I think, in about 2015, 16. And what were they meeting about? Overpopulation, read R.E., depopulation, friends. And what's hanging back here on the wall? To me, it looks like pepperoni and hot dogs. But here is the People's Voice on the new Mel Gibson documentary.
Mel Gibson is living in fear for his life after vowing to expose an elite paedophile ring operating at the heart of the Hollywood system. According to Gibson, Hollywood elites have already tried to cancel him, silence him, and destroy his career, none of which worked because we, the people, understand that he's telling the truth. Mel Gibson enraged the establishment in 2017 by going on the record and denouncing Hollywood as a den of parasites who feed on the blood of kids. The mainstream media quickly pounced on Gibson's revelations, deployed fact-checkers including Snopes to declare the comments fake news, and proceeded to delete every video and article from the internet. Orwell warned us that in the future, the elites would memory hole inconvenient information. And that's exactly what the elites did with Gibson's revelations about Hollywood. In short, Mel Gibson's voice was silenced. Now, 6 years later, Mel Gibson has now declared that he has nothing left to lose, and he is determined to play his part in eradicating the evil of elite paedophilia and child trafficking, regardless of the personal consequences.
A $32 billion a year business, trafficking children out of places like Haiti after earthquakes. Remember when Laura Silsby got caught trafficking 33 children out of that country? And what happened?
Yep.
Well, instead of doing life in prison, the Clintons came to her aid and she got out within like 6 months. So this is a story we know well, Matt. And we also know that Pizzagate hasn't been debunked by CNN. Pizzagate and Pedogate are real. Not only are they real, the fact that they're real has just been vetted out further by the New York Times, which just showcased the fact that Instagram traffics in pedophilia openly. And in that New York Times article, Matt, they actually use the words Pizzagate as they talk about the coded language, which we discovered, researchers discovered in those Podesta leaked WikiLeaks emails. Matt, this is a plague. It is crimes against humanity. Yep. And thank God for people with courage like Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson's gone right up in my estimation. I mean, I've kind of liked him from the movies, from like some of my favorite movies are with Mel Gibson. But yeah, he's doing sterling work, isn't he? And if he can, a four-part documentary, which I'm very much looking forward to, if he can prove, I mean, God knows what he can prove, but if he can sort of put this front and center to more and more and more people, just like what's going on, the elites, global trafficking out of disaster. I mean, every time there's a disaster, an earthquake, children go missing in their hundreds of thousands. And one thing from that video I got was it was a $32 billion industry. I mean, like, to put that in perspective, that's the market cap of Newmont Mining. Or well, I think the entire airline industry is $22
billion. Yeah.
How many kids are trafficked for that to be that, or the market cap for it to be that huge? The mind goes numb thinking about that kind of stuff.
Listen to this. So in my interview with Len Horowitz, Mitch Fine, and John Moore, they bumped on that. John Moore, in particular, bumped on that number saying, how would anybody know? This isn't like a public company reporting its earnings. I think that number might be far higher than $32 billion. It's probably a good guess. And what Dr. Len Horowitz pointed out is that most likely a large portion of that money is from organ harvesting and organ trafficking. And now we know Russian troops are saying they are finding these organ harvesting nightmare rooms in these buildings, and they're finding children's dead bodies, kids who have been gutted. That's going on in the Ukraine as well. It's not just about child sex trafficking. It's about organ harvesting.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff was going on in Ukraine. I mean, again, it's just like the hotbed of corruption, wasn't it? They found bioweapon labs out there, child trafficking, just everything's coming in and out of Ukraine. It's the most probably, I think it's probably the most corrupt country in the world. Which it probably explains why Biden's neck deep in corruption over there. So,
right.
Yeah, this is getting horrific. And if the Russians can stop the child trafficking coming out of Ukraine, more power to them. If Mel Gibson can bring that to light, I mean, the Ukrainian authorities gave him 10,000 names. 10,000. That's probably only the ones they could actually knew about. How many have come in, gone out, and where are they now? I mean, yeah, this is just horrific on a level most sane people probably don't even want to contemplate.
Yeah, and just one last note on that. James Woods, who's always a truth teller, has said Hollywood is 1,000 times worse than your worst fears. So we're just scratching the surface with all of this, and part of the apocalypse, the great unveiling, is the fact that it's all coming out. They can't stop it. And that's why they're in such a panic.
As I said, yeah, I think that's right. I think this is almost like what's called an extinction burst. Is that essentially when you're trapped, when you know you can't do something, you just go mental. And I think starting wars in Ukraine to cover up child trafficking probably qualifies. So, yeah, this is them about to be revealed, I think. I think if the Russians and Mel Gibson and the news is going to pick up on this and can find this out to be true, this probably could be the end of many, many people in the U.S.
Well, we pray to God justice be served. Now, Rafi Farber, our buddy, is telling us that gold and silver are literally saving lives right now in Turkey. Turkey's going through massive hyperinflation. Gold, he says, has gone from $2,000 in 2014 to $46,500 today. It's going exponential.
Yeah, if you look at if you watch his interview, that there's the graph, and you can see it going completely exponential. And the Turkish lira, if you look at this graph, probably looks like it's no longer for this world. it's gone up crazy amount. I think it's quintupled in the last couple of years. That they're printing like crazy over there, and I suspect the Turkish lira is going to go bye-bye pretty soon.
Matt, this may be the chart you're referring to here. Guys, just think about the fact that J.P. Morgan continues to commit all measure of crime in the manipulation of gold and silver. So do other big banks. And recall, of course, Gary Gensler used to head the CFTC. He did nothing to rein in those crimes, nothing at all to rein in the paper manipulation of gold and silver prices in USD. And by the way, now that he's the head of the SEC, what is he doing? He's targeting Binance. He's targeting Coinbase. He will not give any regulatory clarity to these companies about the crypto market as he seeks to destroy crypto, because this demon creature, former Goldman Sachs banker, wants us all on the central bank digital currency. His words, he literally said the other day regarding crypto, we don't need any more digital currencies. We already have digital currencies. It's called the digital dollar, the digital yen, the digital euro. In his words, that's what he said, Matt. He's a snake. Let me play this clip because I want people to understand if and when hyperinflation comes to our shores, this is what will happen to gold when priced in USD.
Everything at the end of a fiat cycle all goes into an exponential curve. It's hard to notice at the beginning, but that's where it ultimately ends up. So gold is up 41,012%, 41012K. So I think that's like 41 million percent. Look, it doesn't even matter what the number is. It's like it's hyperinflationary. That's the point. That's what we're getting at here. So gold continues to protect the Turks against inflationary monetary policy. Go to the next chart.
I just want to pause it there. I'm going to come back to you, Matt. The only point I want to make about this is that I think he's absolutely right. Gold and silver, when priced in fiat, Turkish lira, is protecting people from starvation. The central bankers love hyperinflation because that's how you bring a country to its knees. Look at the value of the British pound over the decades, over the centuries, in fact. Do y'all realize that at one point in human history, the British pound was measured in like a pound of silver? I mean, it's nuts how they've destroyed our currencies, Matt. And I just want the audience to know, sooner or later, that chicken's coming home to roost right here in the United States.
Yeah, I think it is going to be globally, isn't it? Yeah, what's happening in Turkey, I think, looks like it's just going to be amazing to watch. I certainly don't envy them. And I think Gary Gensler, I think, as you alluded to in there, I think he didn't need short Binance like a couple of days before he brought the case against them.
As bad, I think he took a 2.5 million short bet out against Bitcoin. And then he announced this attack on Coinbase, and what happened? Yep. Bitcoin fell like, I don't know, 1,500, 2,000 bucks in like 24 hours. The guy is an absolute snake, just like his boss, Joseph Robinette Biden. They're all treacherous snakes.
It's a criminal cartel, and you, me, the people listening to this, we're not in on it. The best you can do, really, is just pull away from it and essentially just buy gold and silver for the end game. I can't think of anything much more to do than, I mean, you've got no chance of writing to your congressman to stopping this. This is just something you're just going to have to wait for and endure, or hope somebody like Trump gets in and smashes everything to pieces and starts putting people in jail left, right, and center. Because, you know, what is it? The FBI, probably most of the upper echelons of the FBI belong in jail.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. Rein in wealth with a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. A gold IRA can fortify your own financial kingdom. Imagine the confidence that comes from a retirement backed by a tangible, proven asset, gold, an asset that's not at the mercy of unpredictable market swings. Gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, the realm is yours to command. Fend off concerns about economic downturns and let your wealth thrive with the timeless security of precious metals. Now, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and always perform your own due diligence before making any investment decision. But this month, the first solid 1/4 ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with King Charles image on it can be yours with your own qualifying gold IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to get started, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, they all do. And let me just say one other thing regarding Bitcoin. If anybody wants to take a flyer on Bitcoin, I know most of my audience isn't interested, and that's just fine. You know, I did put out that shout out back in, I don't know, 2015, 16. I said, you might want to dip a foot in the pool with Bitcoin, which pulled back from like 2000 to 300, 3-400. Dip a foot in the pool, guys. It may go back to its all-time high. Not only did it, it went to 20,000, then it retraced to 3,000, then it went to 68, 69,000. Now it's retraced to 25 after going as low as 15. Here's the point. The snakes and the banksters, boy, that's the same thing, isn't it? The bankster snakes don't want you on Bitcoin. They want you on a central bank digital currency. They don't want you owning gold or physical silver. They want you on their central bank digital currency. That's why they manipulate the prices of gold and silver, because nobody wants to buy something that never goes up. Eventually, it will go up. And I'm telling you what, guys, it's my belief that eventually Bitcoin will probably go back to its all-time high. The halving is less than, what, 14, 15, 16 months away. And I think Bitcoin might be a good hedge against collapse. Just my opinion. Matt, what do you think about the fact that Gary Gensler is such a snake that he wants to destroy crypto, which a lot of young people embrace? I was just at a hotel recently, and the young man behind the counter, he brought up Bitcoin. I don't even know why. He brought up Bitcoin, and then I said the words Gary Gensler, and he went on a tirade. He hates Gary Gensler. And this kid could not have been older than 28.
Yeah, this is all part of the proof that people really are waking up. And certainly Bitcoin's energized a very... the young people, I mean, people my age and older, your age, we're all probably gold and silver bugs. But the young people have got to know about fiat currency through Bitcoin. It's like, why do you want that? And it's like, well, and you know, once it's explained to them, they buy this stuff. They're gonna buy into this in a big way. I would have thought they're certainly working out that the government is just a corrupt bunch of criminals, and they're looking for ways out in the way we are. And I suspect a lot of young people can start buying cryptos as the fiat system goes down. I think that's probably quite likely.
By the way, I should just make one more note. I know people get bored of this crypto topic, at least on my channel, but I want to make one more point. There is now a video that's been uncovered of Gary Gensler several years ago saying specifically, because he won't say it in front of Congress now because he's a snake, but specifically he cites, he's already said Bitcoin is not a security. Okay, so we know that. So Bitcoin's actually safe from this attack. But in this clip that's been found, he also says Ethereum, maybe Litecoin, several others are not securities. He literally says that in a speech.
Over 70% of the crypto market is Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash. Why did I name those four? They're not securities. 3/4 of this market is probably not securities.
And now all these years later, he's targeting Coinbase saying, oh, you're selling these things and they're securities and you're not registered properly, blah, blah, blah. He's a liar. So if I can find that clip, I'll play it. But I just want people to know the attack, the war against crypto by Elizabeth Warren and Gary Gensler, the Goldman snake, should tell you everything you need to know about, if not crypto, guys, and if not Bitcoin, certainly central bank digital currencies. All right, I want to do another screen share here, and I want your thoughts on this, Matt. I think that this headline is just a little bit misleading. 5G towers all burned down around Belfast. There is evidence, though, of some smoking, burned out towers, and I think that's good news because we know 5G is part of a weapons system. Listen to this, guys.
You can see behind me, guys, the 5G tower was scorched last night. It wasn't an isolated incident. There was incidents in Springfield Road. I'm loving this. Mona Bypass, Stewartstown Road, Anderson's Road. So there was quite a lot of these hit at the same time. Now you can see there's two there. Well, there's one there, and then there's one here behind me. That big one there.
I'll pause it there. You know, what do you make of this report? Because you and I both know, the audience knows at this point, that 5G can be weaponized. If it is not explicitly a weapon system currently, it can be turned into one. It has that capability. And people are starting to wake up to that fact. And by the way, Matt, the question is being asked, does the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine and 5G somehow work together?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting question. I suspect it with nanotechnology inside you, and we know 5G can put out frequencies that are harmful, and we know there's no studies been done. I mean, specifically, they wanted to rush it through. So, yeah, I'm not an expert on 5G by any means, but I'm certainly very, very, very wary of it. And I think the people burning down 5G towers in Belfast probably deserve some kind of medal. But it's not just Belfast. As far as I'm aware, this is happening in Oxford and Liverpool. I've seen reports there from both those two cities, certainly from the UK, of 5G stuff being taken down. Any kind of this surveillance grid or the cameras that are essentially going to be the 15-minute city cameras, they're being destroyed. They certainly were in France. Anybody who puts something up in France like that is going to have it burnt down. But yeah, this is all part of, you know, continuing the theme. People are waking up, and they're not just waking up; they're actively doing things now. So yeah, this is all good news. I think more of it.
Yeah, I think so too. And just a little blurb coming up here in a minute, guys, about 15-minute cities. But I kind of want to go back to that concept of the people in charge of the blue states are waging war against the Republic and our children. There's no better example than California Assembly Bill 957, which will allow essentially the government to target parents who are reluctant to affirm a young boy or girl's gender identification, right? They're pushing these gender affirmation surgeries, which are pits of hell, Sodom and Gomorrah level crimes against humanity, in my view. I don't know if anybody has seen what these procedures look like, but it's an absolute horror show. It's Mengele level crimes against children. And in California, Assembly Bill 957 is something we need to talk about, because let me show you guys this. The mind behind it, Scott Wiener, a state senator in California, a real demon creature. Here he is pictured with these sisters, a perpetual indulgence. I call your attention to the thing on the right wearing the hat that says CP. CP. What do you guys think that stands for? It's all hiding in the wide open as they target our kids with their Marxist cultural revolution and their trans insanity. Matt, these people are absolutely sick to the core, and I want people to understand what's happening to these children whose genders are being affirmed. In the case, for instance, of a little girl who's forced to turn into a boy because her mother's insane and she goes to a public school that's insane and it's run by completely insane people that must worship Baphomet, in my view. Listen to what's happening to these children when they're put on these drugs. This is attorney Mitch Fine.
This product currently has 25,000 adverse event reports and more than 1,500 deaths. And
oh my God.
Giving this product to children because we're saying that they're involved with suicidal ideation. But believe it or not, the side effects of Lupron are suicidal thoughts, mood changes, depression, stroke, muscle atrophy, debilitating bone and joint pain, also cardiovascular events. And now they're saying it also can cause blindness.
What happens inside a child that is questioning their sexuality? They have to question whether God made a mistake. When you do that, you're in big trouble. You open yourself up to satanic possession, and that's what's taking place. And that's purposeful. It's not an accident that this is taking place.
Matt, these people who support this and promote it and who are in positions of power in the state assembly, in the legislature, these doctors, these nurses, the people that are participating in this are most certainly knowingly participating in crimes against humanity. And I think that they either are blinded by Satan himself, or they're blinded by the money, or both.
I don't quite know how to personify evil, but if I was going to, I'd say this is pretty damn close. an entire agenda to mutilate kids, confuse 8-7-year-olds, 5-year-olds that they're in the wrong body, and then make life-affirming decisions. Even if the parents were on board, that would be insane. The fact that this bill's going through so that the state can do it without the parents, not only without the parents' consent, is just pure lunacy. I don't know what goes through the minds of people that think this is okay. I mean, I think Scott Wiener, the Democrat from California, he wants to make California a sort of sanctuary state for like children, basically, to alter their gender without the parents knowing.
Which, now, by the way, will lead to more child trafficking. Just by nature of the cover up, can't inform the children, can't inform the parents that you're trafficking their children to a state that will perform Mengele level crimes against them in the surgical rooms.
Yeah, I don't know how to get through to you, but like, or anybody that believes in this stuff, but an 8-year-old cannot consent to a gender swap operation. They do not know what it means. It sounds cool, probably, but when they're 16, 18, 20, they're going to regret that. And the amount, I think, is it 40% of them of transgender people have considered or actually tried suicide. So the more you do this, the more kids are just going to kill themselves for, I don't know, organ harvest. Who the hell knows? But this is pure evil, pure evil. And these people need to be stopped. We do not need to rationalize with these kind of people. You don't need arguments. You don't need like committees. You just need to put them in jail.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I made the point regarding Sodom and Gomorrah that, you know, it said that men like to lay with men, and that was an abomination. Well, what's going on in our nation seems so much worse than that. Can you imagine being told a story about Sodom and Gomorrah in which women, mothers, were willingly sacrificing their children to surgical procedures in which their boys would have their penis and testes cut off and an artificial hole drilled into their body to make a fake vagina? And vice versa with girls, have their breasts cut off, have their natural biology destroyed, and a fake penis made out of skin grafts from their arm. Literally, they carve up the arms of these people to make fake penises. Like, you can't, this is insane. This is literally pits of hell insanity. And by the way, it's E. Michael Jones who said, hell is the absence of logic. I think what's happening here in this trans insanity sums that up perfectly. It's the 100% absence of logic.
Wait, it's the absence of logic and a kind of like evil moving in. I just don't know how you go through life thinking that would be okay. Like, you know, anybody with any sense of morality whatsoever could tell an 8-year-old, no, you'll grow out of it. You know, how many girls wanted to be tomboys? And then, that's just phase they go through.
Oh, and by the way, let me say, as a red-blooded man, when I was a boy, when I was a teenager, I loved the tom girls. I still do. I love girls who are athletic. I love girls who can run. I like girls who can box. I love that. I love an athletic woman. There's nothing sexier than an athletic woman. And many of them start out as tomboys, and they like to run around in the dirt with the boys and play baseball and play flag football. So, that's called being a kid.
Yeah, it's all called like a female kid. But now, any girl that's going to go through the tomboy phase is going to be told that they're actually in the wrong body. Oh, and by the way, can we cut your breasts off?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be clinically insane to think that's a good idea. And, like, any doctor that performs that kind of surgery should be facing, I would say a firing squad, but let's go with jail.
There should be tribunals for these people. I know there is legislation being passed in some states that will prosecute these doctors if they perform these surgeries, which are now being banned in certain states. Again, it's a blue state versus red state civil war at this point. The blue states are insane. They're sold out to the New World Order and Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and United Nations Agenda 2030. They're completely corrupt. They're sold out to the trans insanity. And so it really is. Now we're to the point where we've got this dichotomy of red states versus blue states, which really symbolizes the collapse of our republic as this whole thing fractures. And the federal government, by the way, which derives its power from the consent of the governed and those 50 states, they're the corrupt figurehead sitting over the blue states, dictating that all of this nightmare stuff be trickled down and carried out on a state-by-state level. It's just absolutely horrifying. It's Sodom and Gomorrah level stuff. We live in a banana republic. I can't say it enough.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I can't either. If you've got any sense of morality whatsoever, any sense, you just know this is crazy. It's not even debatable. Like, why we're debating what an 8-year-old can change gender, I have absolutely no idea. Like, you know, as you said, watch a country decline. Did you ever think it would get to this?
No, like, I never did. I couldn't imagine it would get this bad. Remember when Tom DeLay came out in like 2015, 16? He was on Newsmax and he said he had uncovered a secret memo circulating at the DOJ that said they want to fast track or legalize 12 perversions, including bestiality and sex with children. I had no idea it would be fast tracked to this extent, where now you can't even call these people pedophiles. They're coming up with like coded language. Like, what is the thing they all say? It's like a minor attracted person, a MAP.
Yep.
Not a pedophile, a minor attracted person. It's all the fast tracking of the Baphomet level, literal crimes against humanity and children. And Laura Logan told us, why do they target our children? Because they hate God. And children, the innocence of children is as close to God as human beings get. So they hate God. They hate children. They target children. They destroy children. They sacrifice children. No wonder they do this to our children in the surgical rooms. And by the way, I'd really like to see the stats on how many of these stupid parents ran out and gave their little babies and children and toddlers and kids the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, because it's that same group of people, a percentage of which is falling prey to this trans agenda as it pertains to their kids.
Yeah, and this bill is going to make, on top of everything else, it's actually going to make you the criminal. So if your 8-year-old girl thinks she's a boy because she's going through a tomboy phase and you don't affirm that, you will be a criminal.
Yeah.
Like the mental gymnastics you have to go through to make that even sound remotely sane is beyond belief. I mean, I know, beyond belief, just utterly nuts. There are no words. It's almost ineffable, isn't it? There's literally no words to describe it. I can't think of any words that justify that level of insanity.
Well, listen to what's coming too, because of these bills being introduced. Just think about the nightmares that are coming for formerly nuclear families when the mom, for instance, loses her mind and goes down this path with the trans insanity, and their little beautiful 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 4-year-old, whatever age, the mother will be treated in the court with reference if this is what she wants to do. Meanwhile, you have the father saying, hell no, not on my watch. We're not doing this. The court will side with the mother and the transgender bullshit will continue. I'm sorry to curse, but this is righteous indignation, because if we won't stand up for our children, we won't stand up for Jack Diddley.
Yeah, that's the nature of a society collapsing, isn't it? If the children are persecuted, tormented, and they're not protected, that's just the end of a society. It just ends there. There's no other ways to put it. If you're going to allow kids to go through this without any kind of fight in you at all, move.
Tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself off a cruise ship into the depths of the sea if you hurt these little ones that would believeth in me. That's what Jesus said. So the righteous indignation and anger is warranted. Everything we hear just about from every angle these days is a lie, especially as it pertains to the mainstream horror media, which will never cover the truth about satanic ritual abuse and child sex trafficking, human trafficking on the U.S. border under Joe Robinette Biden, 85,000 children missing. I'm sure the number's far higher than that. We've got organ harvesting and missing children in Ukraine. And what did this vampiric excuse for a president just do? He just gave Ukraine, I think, another $325 million on top of a recent $2.5 billion, on top of $110 billion. It just never ends as these criminals, these treacherous, seditious snakes destroy our nation from within. And the mainstream media will never tell you, dear listener, about Kathy O'Brien's experience having been raped by both Bill and Hillary Clinton. Although this is not new information from Kathy O'Brien, guys, it is a new interview that she did with Stu Peters. Let's call it up.
And Kathy joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me on. This information on MKUltra needs to come out. I appreciate this.
Yeah, of course. So just like me, you have, of course, been smeared. You Google Kathy O'Brien, all you get is negative hit pieces calling you a conspiracy theorist and a liar. To these people, to these articles, to those who may not believe you, What would you say?
Well, I'm no stranger to censorship, and I'm certainly no stranger to those kind of smear campaigns, because when Mark Phillips, who is an intelligence insider, rescued my daughter and me right out of the Washington, D.C. human trafficking swamp in 1988, people did not have a point of reference for human trafficking, for mind control. They didn't know what the pedophile agenda was about. You know, so people have been waking up for a long time to the reality of MKUltra mind control, its pervasiveness among individuals like myself, and also the way it's being used to make a compliant nation and ultimately a compliant world.
I want to pause it right there. The two demon creatures you guys see right there, Barry Satoru and Joseph Robinette Biden, are both named specifically by these young people, by Kathy O'Brien and others who have been trafficked, as being their abusers. Also included in that group is Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. And yes, believe it or not, friends, even Ronald Reagan has been named by Kathy O'Brien as having been involved in these circles. So no wonder the deep state, the current government, the government that has been in place since they murdered John F. Kennedy, wants to target Donald J. Trump, as Joseph Robinette Biden can commit all level of treason on a daily basis. And the borders are wide open and the child sex trafficking continues. Matt, I think this is important testimony, and Kathy O'Brien has dedicated her life to telling that story. People need to listen.
Yeah, I would certainly listen to that story if you can find the time to do so. It's just a harrowing thing of how people in power actually think. She was trafficked through the MKUltra program from apparently because she was in an incestuous family, and trauma is the essentially the key ingredient that the people who want this MKUltra program to succeed need to actually break somebody down. I mean, just again, the kind of morality of these people is just like in the sewer. And she's what was interesting about that interview is she alleged her husband rescued her because she got sick of paedophile sort of like children being trafficked into the White House. So yeah, like when she says like Biden, Bush, Reagan, maybe but certainly Obama are all in on this paedophile network thing, I don't think she's lying at all. She doesn't strike me as lying. She looks like a genuine person.
Yeah, she's not lying any more than Ellen Draper was lying regarding the Hampstead cover-up. And we know what the BBC and the mainstream horror media in the UK did to Ella Draper when she pointed the finger, when her children, Elisa and Gabriel, pointed the finger at their father and said he is there and he is their abuser. He is the head of their satanic church and he's the head of the satanic ritual abuse taking place. But no, the whole thing was made fun of by the mainstream media, and the mainstream media called Ella Draper crazy, and they protected the father, Ricky Dearman, and Ella Draper was drummed out of the country. Those children then reappeared in the United States in an eBay commercial, and he was going by the name Gab Williams. You can't make this stuff up, man. Well, it's just insane. And by the way, Stu Peters had another gal on blowing the whistle about satanic ritual abuse and child sex trafficking, and she talks about the tunnels below the Getty.
All right. I probably should look at that one. I didn't hear that one, but yeah, if you play the game, the paedophile game with the politicians, you get rewarded. This is an empire, a country, a society on its knees.
All right, one last screen share here as we tie this thing all together, guys. The war in our families is a Hunger Games version of war, right? The movie. Go watch The Hunger Games. You haven't seen it. The districts they talk about in the Hunger Games, those are essentially 15-minute cities. And David Fleming says 15-minute cities are not our future. I tend to agree. You want to talk a little bit about this, and I'll call up the clip?
Yeah. This was an interesting little thing because it sort of like reflected my kind of mindset. In that he was drawing attention to all the right things, the you know, the UN agenda, the WHO, the Agenda 2030, all that lot, and it's you know, the Rockefellers, and it was all talking about coercive central control, and what he's actually done is set up a little organization, and there's quite a few people members of it. I think if you go to their webpage, it's like Dell Big Tree. There's loads of really interesting people on it. Called Not Our Future, And his idea is that technology is a useful tool, but it should all be just done organically. He said he doesn't mind technology, but it shouldn't be coerced down from the top. There should be no 15-minute cities. There should be nothing. And it's all about resisting this new technocracy that's like hoving into view. And I thought it was actually quite clever. I thought it sort of chimed with my mindset of just don't cooperate with these people.
No, that's right. And I'm just looking at these bullet points and they're spot on. Rampant inflation and unsustainable debt is caused by the uncontrolled Federal Reserve central bank money printing and a criminal government like the Biden administration, who says we need $4.5 trillion a year. We can't control our grift or the bribe taking and bribe giving, so we need $4.5 trillion. How about the fact that unaffordable food and energy prices will be caused by the net zero policies, which also lead by design to deindustrialization? That is United Nations Agenda 2030. And mm-hmm. I'm going to spend the rest of my days trying to get the word out, because these people are racing to the finish line, Matt. Either they get their great reset or we get our great awakening. There's no compromise here anymore. These people have gone all in.
Yeah. You're not going to talk to these people and come to a rational conclusion and an argument and some kind of compromise with people that want to like depopulate half the planet. So, yeah, these just people need to be stopped, pure and simple. There's just no other way. Otherwise, you live on your feet or die on your knees. Pick one.
Yeah. Amen. Guys, we're going to show you the website. Matt dedicates his days to telling the truth and sharing the truth at sgtreport.com, where at the top, you can always find my latest three interviews or videos right at the top, stickied. If you guys have trouble finding my stuff on Rumble or BitChute, just head over to sgtreport. You'll always find it there. And then we share the items, some of which we've shared in this interview, like that interview Stu did with Kathy O'Brien, and other sources we trust, like Town Hall, Dan Bongino, WorldNet Daily, The New American, and so forth. You can always trust us to give you the real news, the news the mockingbird, mainstream, CIA media will not give you. Matt, thank you so much today. Great news roundup. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you helping me shine the light of truth on all these demon creatures.
You're very welcome. It's a great pleasure.
All right. Friends, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, and I will remind you, thephaser.com is a place to be for videos that are difficult to find if you don't know the magic sauce, because guess what? Google, YouTube, they've changed their algorithms. They don't want you finding real news. SGT Report, well, that's the source for the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7. And of course, we have the libertymill.com. It's sort of an aggregator of truth, kind of like Drudge Report used to be, but Drudge sold out long ago, as Alex Jones has explained. And friends, I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in today. May God truly bless you and your family. Thanks so much for being here. Bye-bye.
I think they finally decided this is the way to do it. You had the millions and millions of people that died, especially in World War I and World War II, senseless bloodlettings, and all the other wars they've had. I think that they've decided this is going to work better. They came up with a warp speed vaccine, spike proteins, all that stuff. And of course, even those of us who aren't vaccinated, we have to be scared too, because we don't know what the shedding is doing or coming contact. We may be in much more danger from vaccinated people than they are from us.